It's 4:40. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News.
As far as the panel was concerned, it was smashed in half. The car, the driver, the driver of the car itself, he was just thrown completely through the, where there wasn't a windshield because it was popped out.
The police chasing an automobile down Plymouth Road when it ran a stop sign and popped a Pinto that eyewitness Jim Sandoval on the hotlines. Officials say 21-year-old Timothy Paskowitz was dead on arrival at hospital. Hotline news you know to 254-CKLW in Windsor, 961-NEWS in Detroit.
Rocktown Hall Saturday Night Shut-In. Once again, I'm your host, Clifton Sanity. Thanks for stopping by. We got tonight's show started with the Dirt Bombs, Ode to a Black Man from the album Ultra Glide in Black. Tonight's theme is going to be about Rare Earth Records, which is a rock arm or subsidiary of Motown Records, started in 1969. In addition to independent labels, I'm slightly fascinated with like the subsidiaries or different divisions within major record labels. I mean, I know Motown started off as an independent label, but by the late 60s, they were certainly a major label. So Rare Earth Records' biggest band was, of course, Rare Earth. And don't worry, I'm not going to be playing them tonight, but I'll be just going to try and focus on some of the forgotten acts. We're going to lead off with the Crystal Mansion, a song called Somebody Oughta Turn Your Head Around.
Somebody ought to turn your head around. Yeah, I wish I had you to talk to. If a man ever needed dying, he did. No one had the right to say what he said about you. And it's so cold and lonely here without you. Out there the laws are coming. I'm scared and so tired of running. Indiana wants me. Well, I can't go back there. Indiana wants me. Well, I can't go back there. I wish I had you to talk to. It hurts to see the man that I've become, and to know I'll never see the morning sunshine on the land. I'll never see your smiling face or touch your hand. If just once more I could see you, our home and our little baby. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. Talk to. I hope this letter finds its way to you. Forgive me, love, for the shame I put you through and all the tears. Hang on, love, to the memories of those happy years. Red lights are flashing around me. Yeah, love, it looks like they found me.
From their first album, that is the band UFO, from 1971, a song called Follow You Home. Ardeen Taylor before that with Indiana Wants Me, a single from 1970. And the whole Northern Soul movement are big fans of Ardeen Taylor. You can find some of his material on Best of Compilations. The Messengers before that with That's the Way a Woman Is, a single from 1971. And the Crystal Mansion got us started off. Now, aside from UFO and Ardeen Taylor, there is not a whole lot of music out there that is still in print, especially this next band. The band is called Xit, X-I-T, and it's a Native American band out of Albuquerque. Here's a 1973 single called I Was Raised.
Boy, I was It couldn't be me. It couldn't be me.
Before Elton John had a chance to include that song on his first album, it was recorded by a band called Tophet, which featured members of the Gods, and I think a couple went on to form Uriah Heep. The song's called Bad Side of the Moon from 1970. Before that, we had a band called Power of Zeus from the 1970 album, and I kid you not, the album's called The Gospel According to Zeus. And Exit got us started off from the album Flight of the Red Man from 1973, a song called I Was Raised. So that is going to close out our set on Rare Earth Records. You're more than welcome to leave a comment. Just go to rocktownhall.com. We're going to close out tonight's set with Sonic's Rendezvous Band, a song called Earthy, recorded in 1978. So thanks a lot for listening. This has been your Rocktown Hall Saturday Night Shut-In.
Don't you wanna get, 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 get